89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Open up your eyes. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And yeah, we're here every Saturday at 2 p.m. 11 Pacific.
Is your watch wrong?
No.
Okay.
That's when the show airs. That's when the show airs.
Never mind.
We're
talking to you from the past.
Something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah, so that's it. That was Tonic. Did I ever say that? Open Up Your Eyes off of their album Lemon Parade. The year in question that we are looking at today is 1996. A really, really good year for alternative rock music. I thought it would be harder to find songs, but it was not. I had to cut a lot of songs out of this. But you know, we made it. We did it. We're going to hear a couple more songs. A lot of big, big heavy hitters in this next bunch. We got some Stone Temple Pilots. We got some Soundgarden. And we have everyone's favorite, Sacramento's greatest band. Do you know who that is? Who is it? too slow.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
That's Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart by Stone Temple Pilots from the 96 album Tiny Music. Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Before that, we had Burden in My Hand from Soundgarden. Before that, we had The Distance by Cake. Everyone knows is Sacramento's greatest band. What do you think of any of those? You heard any of those before there?
Yeah, but like not like in depth, I guess.
And all right, well, what do you think?
They're fine.
That middle song, Soundgarden, you've heard of them?
No.
Funny story about your mother. This happened before we met. She went, I don't know, used to go to like a record store to buy music, a music store. And she bought that album, Soundgarden's Down on the Upside, but she thought she was buying Savage Garden, which is a very, very different band. I didn't play them. I think this would have been on the 97 show, but I didn't play Savage Garden because I don't like them. Anywho, yeah, we got a couple more songs, but first, we'll get to some happenings. What do you think happened in 1996? I'll tell you what.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. The Summer Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe, I'm not sure, but I think it was the last time the U.S. hosted the Summer Olympics, was in 96. Tiger Woods, you ever heard of that guy?
Who?
I
know who he is.
He's a professional golfer. He made his debut, his professional PGA Tour debut at the... I was like the Milwaukee Open or whatever. How he was 19 years old. How do you think he did in his debut at 19 years old?
Not good.
What do you give me a guess?
Terribly.
Which place?
Atlanta.
Like, how did he place in the field?
Last.
Well, I don't think he got last.
I don't know. I wasn't around. I have literally no idea.
He was tied for 60th place.
Is that bad or good?
It's not great. Not great. So this next song, by Not a Surf, it was inspired by, not only was it inspired by, but the lyrics of this song, Riley, all came from a 1963 book called Penny's Guide to Teenage Charm and Popularity. So this is what the kids were reading back then. Not the verse. Oh, no, wait, not the chorus, but the verse. All the verses are ripped verbatim out of a book. So let's see if you can follow the advice of Penny in order to be popular.
No, I don't care. Hey, I got Penny. There comes a time in every girl's life when she's really gotta ask herself. Sometimes she's gotta ask herself, should be steady, to be not steady. Do you want to be honest? Like, honest.
Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends. Make sure to keep your hair spotlessly clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I'm popular. I make football bets. I'm the teacher's pet.
steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind, he'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it, everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel, what a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself, you don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. Every boy in the whole world can be yours. If you'll just listen to my plan, the teenage guide to popularity.
I'm a quarterback. I'm popular. My mom says I'm a kid.
That's the end of the song. 46 and 2 by Tool. Before that, we had Popular by Not a Surf. This is Zennial Yearbook on your radio dial. That's not how that works. What do you think of any of that, Riley? Did you learn any tips for teenage popularity?
No, just sounded like spoken word poetry. I don't like spoken word poetry.
I mean, I get that, but that's some pretty good spoken word poetry, if you ask me. Did you ask me?
No.
That's also fine. All right, well, you know what time it is.
It's 4:47?
It's time to play some, ads or commercials or promos. Maybe they're called promos.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes after these promos.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
Like a problem.
That's Wax Ecstatic by Sponge. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley. And how am I supposed to use Zenith? Be serious.
Zenith.
Zenith? Yeah. What does that even mean?
It means the highest point.
Well, my anger is at its zenith right now.
That's perfect. You did it.
Nice, stupid.
Nice job.
This is so dumb.
So yeah, we're back. We're playing the songs from 1996, and Riley has chosen for our three-song, I don't know, marathon. What is it? What's this album?
This is First Band on the Moon by the Cardigans.
By the Cardigans. Now,
which is a band that Kyle saw, and he didn't take me.
I did see them, and I think I only knew... I didn't take you because I saw them in, like, 1997. And you
okay, that's not my problem.
It seems like it is your problem, because you weren't there, and I was. I only knew, like, literally one song from this album, because they played it a lot. And we'll probably play it, but we're going to play some other songs off of this First Band on the Moon album. Here's the first one. It's called Heartbreaker.
Tonight, you are my night.
Love Fool by the Cardigans. Before that, we had Step on Me, and before that, we had Heartbreaker, which started off with a nice little tritone interval, which I thought was interesting. Yeah, that's First Band on the Moon. What do you think? Obviously, you like it.
I mean, I liked it.
You picked it.
I just got that CD yesterday.
You did?
I did.
You actually did.
I did.
We don't have to go into
whatever
everything else that happened that day, but you did get that CD. Very impressive. So what else happened in 1996, Riley? I'll tell you what. Not your favorite show. A show that you are very partial to debuted on Nick Jr. What show is it?
The Loud House?
It's Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues! That show's... I thought it was older than that.
Older than 96? I don't know. It's pretty old, apparently. Bill Clinton defeated Bob Dole in the presidential race of 1996.
No one cares about that. Keep talking about Blue's Clues.
Yeah, keep talking about Nick Jr. shows. The Broadway musical Rent debuted at the Nederlander Theater in New York City. I don't know. Maybe one. That was super loud.
Sorry.
Maybe one day you can see it. I don't know. Maybe not on Broadway. Anyway, we got more music for you.
I don't intend to ever see a Broadway show again.
Yeah, you did see one. Yeah, that was fine. It was good. It was Phantom. We watched Phantom of the Opera.
Okay,
on
it's
Broadway.
Really not all that. It would be better as a movie.
It is a movie, but it was.
Then why didn't we just watch the movie?
It was. I don't know if you if you're unfamiliar with the
plays are just like worse movies that are harder to hear.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it was fine for what it was.
For what it was, which was a Broadway musical.
I don't understand why people like dedicate their entire lives to seeing like Broadway shows, like. Just watch movies. It's cheaper. It's easier.
Right.
It's better.
Right. Is it better? I don't think it's better.
I think it's better.
All right. Oh, did you see? Obviously, you didn't see this. Oh, my gosh. What's that guy's name? Keanu Reeves and... oh, my gosh.
I'll look it up.
I feel so bad. Bill. Bill from Bill and Ted is a real name. Anyway, they're doing a Waiting for Godot. On Broadway. Alex Winter. I didn't have to look it up. Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves are doing a show on Broadway, and I'm super stoked. I'm going to head down there to see it, with or without you. We're going to go back to the music. How about a little bit of Fiona Apple, who also debuted in 1996.
Forgot about her.
Her album title, This Is Shadowboxer.
Once my lover, now my friend. What a cruel thing to pretend. What a cunning way to condescend. Once my lover, but now my friend. Oh, you creep up like the cloud, and you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love abound, and you bring me to my knees. Your grace enrapture me. But well, you know I'd be insane to ever let that dirty game recapture me. Maybe a shadow boxer, baby. I wanna be ready for what you do. If I let you get too close, just in case I don't come through. I was on to every play. I just wanted you. Oh, it's so evil, my love, the way you've no reverence to my concern. So I'll be sure to stay wary of you, love, to save the pain of once my flame and twice my burn. So I'm a shadow box, the baby. I wanna be ready for what you do.
Through my ashes, some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Yeah, I'll see you. was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Whole Surfers on Xenial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. This song just kind of drones on for a while. But that's alright. Good to know. So we'll be back. We'll have a couple of get a couple of more commercials to play, and then we're back with more music on Xenial Yearbook. And maybe more fun facts. This is the 19... I know. It's the 1996 show.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Impressive. Most impressive.
If you want beautiful, pitiful, happy.
I don't know that I'm
Oh yeah, we are back. That's Tucker's Town by Hootie and the Blowfish. Before that, we had Photograph by the Verve Pipe. What do you think of them?
They're fine.
They were just fine. The 90s was full of just fine. This is Zennial Yearbook. Welcome back. Today we're doing 1996. We got about 20 or so minutes left. So, all right, let's do some top five TV shows of 1996. What do you think they are? How many of these shows do you think you've heard of? I'm going to go with two.
Are you gonna tell me them?
You can guess before.
I don't know.
All right, number five, The Naked Truth. I don't even remember that show.
I know.
Number four, Friends.
Yeah.
You heard of that. Number three, Suddenly Susan.
What?
That was kind of funny. Number two, Seinfeld. Number one, the number one show of 1996 was ER.
Oh, so I've heard of three of those?
You've heard of ER?
Everyone's heard of ER!
Oh, my gosh. I guess you have. Yeah, each one of those was NBC shows. Were NBC shows? They were all on NBC. NBC kind of dominated the 90s as far as TV was concerned. But now, back to the music. We're going to play some Lotus Jackson. We're going to play some soul coughing because it's like the end of the show and I can get wonky. But we're going to start off with a little band called Superdrag with a song called Sucked Out.
Look around, could it break somebody down if I never made a sound again? In your eyes, you've already spent my thighs and you're rocking to the next big
best friends. Water is the evidence that washes me from end to end. With my naked eyes. Choice I tried to make, it's not a thought I couldn't take. Something told me it was time to give you yours and leave me mine. My vision started to be clear, I watched the sunlight coming near. A new day, I knew the night, I knew I could regain my sight. And it feels alright.
That's Luscious Jackson with Naked Eye. Before that, what the heck did we have before that? Super Bon Bon by Soul Coughing. We started off with Sucked Out by Super Drag. What do you think of any of those? Oh my gosh, you gonna make it?
They're fine.
They're fine? Man, you would have hated 1996. It was just the best stuff all the time.
Did you hate 1996?
How
old were you in 1996?
I think I turned 19 in 1996. It was fine. No, it was great. That's when I saw my first concert in 1990. No, that was 97. No, that was 96. That's when I saw Sponge.
I bought him a Sponge CD a couple weeks ago, and he hasn't even used it.
I have used it.
When?
You bought me that exact CD.
Yes, for one whole dollar, and you haven't even played it.
I mean, I played it downstairs.
When? I don't believe you.
I put it on the Plex so I could listen to it whenever I want.
That doesn't count.
It counts when you listen to it, it's a good album. It's a great album, my dude. So yeah, that's it. That's almost the show. I got one more top five for you. Top five movies from 1996. How many have you seen? Number five, The Nutty Professor.
No.
No. Number four, The Rock. Not the wrestler. It's a movie about Alcatraz.
No.
It's a documentary about Alcatraz.
Why would we need a documentary? Just go there.
Oh my gosh.
Remember when we went there and you got that stupid shirt?
And I said, welcome to The Rock.
I don't remember. Maybe you did say that.
I did. Everyone says that. Number three, Mission Impossible. One.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
You have seen that. Number two, Twister.
Yeah.
Number one, Independence Day. It was just full of movies that are just crazy awesome. Better and better movies.
Twister was like so
so you have to realize
it doesn't even the special that would literally that never thing. Happen. The special effects were fine, I guess, but fine. It's so improbable to have five tornadoes and they're all a scale up from one of each other.
Oh, that's true.
In the span of like 4 days.
If that, I think it's like 2 days. But yeah. Yeah, that's true. Way to see through the plot point in the movie.
Because it's extremely volatile.
Yes. Tornadoes are extremely volatile. All right. That's the show. This is Xennial Yearbook. Come back next week, next Saturday at 2, when we're going to be playing what year?
2003.
2003, a year that shouldn't even be on the show. We're going to end...
What do you mean?
We're going to end the show with some Counting Crows. Oh, because we're only supposed to be 89 to 02.
We did 2004.
We did 2004 because you wanted to listen to My Chemical Romance more.
Sorry.
So.
Jeez.
Yeah. So now we're stuck with doing something in 2003. But that's fine.
Sorry, I don't have a life.
Anyway, this is off the Counting Crows album, Recovering the Satellites. Angels of the Silences. And we'll listen to you. You'll listen to us. Next week.